Today is Friday, July 10th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I just got finished talking to Daniel Brewer. And we were discussing a lot of things, but I don't know why I laugh. I feel like I have to giggle. I don't know. I feel like I have to giggle on every I say a little thing and then I giggle and then I go on and then I giggle again. Maybe I'm just a giggler, possibly. So I was talking to Daniel and we were talking about a bunch of techie stuff that I won't bore all of you people. Actually, if you listen to my podcast, you must be used to me occasionally talking about techie stuff. So we were talking about the Discord channel for Pride 48 and creating a bot and where Daniel wanted to create a bot, but I also had wanted to create a bot. So we were melding minds and he's going to create a bot in his preferred programming language. And then so we were talking about we were product managing. We were discussing what features were going to be in the bot to start out with and, setting our requirements, doing all the requirements gathering that we had. And talking about deployment and all the CI/CD. Oh, my God. I'm getting into my work mode now. OK, let's define our user stories for this feature that you want. And then let's scope that and figure out, what our timeline is going to be. And then, when we're going to be able to deploy that. And we need to figure out, if we've got our KPIs set for this new feature so that we can measure the success. Anyway, so we were doing that, but we also talked about our new podcast. It's funny, we're talking about this new podcast. And like I said before, Daniel is Daniel and I'm me. And we're going to do a show. We're going to continue doing a show together because we both miss each other. And we both love to podcast as well. And we love podcasting together. We have great chemistry. There was a review. I don't know if you guys heard this, but there was a review that said Daniel and I have fantastic chemistry, but sometimes I don't remember, but there was some negative part of it. If you can get through all the crap, their chemistry is great or something. I'm just making that up, but I don't remember because negative stuff just rolls out of my brain. But we're doing this new podcast because it's a clean slate. It's a fresh start. But at the end of the day, it's a new name, a new theme song, and, we're just slapping lipstick on the pig, basically, new lipstick. So our lipstick was wearing purple, our pig was wearing purple lipstick, and now we're going to, scrub that off and put some blue lipstick on it. But at the end of the day, he's him, I'm me, I have things that I like to do, he has things he likes to do. And like I said before, actually, I do want to bring in some more segments like that we can rotate. And so I want to, any ideas you guys have, you can certainly give me content for Geeky Gay. I definitely want to come up with some, segments, contests or, I don't know. It's an audio podcast, but I don't know. We do some rate that guy or I don't know. I just want to think of some more stuff that we can do. But I'll, of course, always do birthdays and things of that nature. But we were talking about that. And here's the dilemma. And I'm not going to give the name. I came up with a very clever name last night. So Daniel sent me this whole list and I was like, no. Not really. I mean, some of his names were, I'm kind of high energy at the moment and I can't string one thought together, but some of them were good, but I'm really indecisive. It's hard for me to think of a name for a podcast. And I don't even really love the name of this podcast, to be honest, but anyway, so he threw out a bunch of stuff and some of them I was like, oh, maybe, but then I just, this bolt of lightning hit my brain and I thought, boo, the angels sang like everything. And I was like, yes, this is such like a perfect fit for Daniel and I. It's like, it's got kind of alternative meanings that you could read into it. It also is a very technical audio related name, but you could also, and I'm not going to give it because, you know, if we decide to use it, we'll announce it. But as you do when you're thinking of a podcast name, I searched to see if a podcast already existed. And it does. There's a podcast. I mean, it's kind of an obscure podcast, and I don't think the person who does it is very regular, and they don't have a website. And, you know, there's a lot of excuses that I can give myself for, oh, let's just use that name. Because, I mean, there's no real podcast police that says, oh, you can't use the same name as someone else. You know, I suppose you could trademark a podcast name. I'm not really sure. I don't know about that. But I mean, I assume if I tried to like name my podcast, Wait, Don't Tell Me or something, NPR might come after me. Is that an NPR thing? Anyway, it doesn't matter. But I feel kind of bad, but yet it's such a clever name. And I think it fits Daniel and I so well. And I like it better than all the other ones on the list so far. And Daniel was like, oh, his show's not that good anyway. I don't want to. Now if we say, I'll never tell you guys if we chose that name, because then you'll never know. But Daniel's like, oh, it's not a very good show. I bet he doesn't have very many listeners. So we were discussing that and like where we were going to host it. I mean, we could. There are all kinds of options because I do a certain way. I've always done, or I've done for a long time, and it's a little bit complicated, but it's not hard. I mean, it's just, you know, we have a website for each podcast and stuff. But Daniel's kind of really into these these easier services where you just like give them money and then you post your show there and you don't need your own website and all that. But I don't know. We'll see. We have a voicemail. Let's go ahead and play that. So I was talking to Daniel. Anyway, that's it. Let's listen to our voicemail. Here we go.
Hey, Adam. This is Gary, the real Gary in Portland. Anyway, you and Big Patty scared me to death there. I didn't know I was going to have I already called him? I had to figure out if that was me or not. Anyway, that was funny. I enjoyed that. So, and I'm glad. And of course, I always want to hear about the porn shower. So anyway, I'm glad Big Patty did call, but I'm scared again. It scared me. Okay. Talk to you later. Bye.
Now, if you guys listen to that, I mean, and Gary was even fooled. Gary, I had no idea. But if you guys listen to this again.
Hey, Adam, it's Gary.
I mean, that sounds a lot like, not exactly. It doesn't sound exactly like, let me just open this in a new, oh, it downloaded it. Well, anyway, you guys get, I don't want to go through all that. It's time for me to play the closing music anyway. But it sound, other than it being lower, apparently Fatty has a lower voice when he's mimicking Gary than Gary does. But if Gary was even fooled and thought he was having like dementia and that he had called in and didn't remember, or he was drunk or something on, what does he call it? Baptist beer? Is that what he calls Diet Dr. Pepper or Dr. Pepper? I don't remember. Anyway, regardless. So it wasn't just me that was fooled. I honestly was like, gosh, does Gary have a cold? And then when I heard him go, oh, Big Fatty, or whatever he does, then I was like, oh my God, that's Big Fatty. But I was really surprised that Gary was fooled. I mean, I would think he would know his own voice, but anyway. So, yeah. So I don't really have a whole lot of updates, but I'm just going to give you guys the incremental updates of my life. So I was saying at the end of yesterday's episode, because I kind of ran out of time, as I do, and I was talking about this landscaper. So I don't really know. I mean, the landscaper, how do you know? The photos on his website are good. The reviews look good. The price that he quoted me for the design seemed reasonable. He seemed to be knowledgeable when I was asking questions, but I'm not a landscaper. So how am I supposed to know? He could be telling me bullshit and I don't even know because I'm not a landscaper. But the other thing I asked him, because I really want our lawn to be nice. I mean, this is, you know, my prior house. I didn't take as much pride of ownership, I don't think. I was younger. I had other things to do. You know, now I'm a daddy. And so I have time to mow my yard and weed eat my yard and stuff like that. But I said, you know, our yard is really green, but we have a whole lot of weeds and they look like they could possibly be crabgrass, because I'd been doing some Googling, you know, like what kind of weeds. And Mark and I and Hitty, we had even looked on YouTube. He had found some YouTube thing about how to take care of your yard, and that a common one is crabgrass. And so I was like, you know, what do you think this is, crabgrass? And he said, yeah, I think it probably is. He said, you know, you can use, he said, there's no sense in you trying to find the right chemicals and mix everything and spray your yard yourself. He said, you know, you can use one of those services. And he had a service that he recommended. I mean, it wasn't his business, but he just said, here's who I use. And so I went to their website, and they had a form where you could request a quote. And so they came out today. They didn't even knock on the door. Well, if they did, they may have used the doorbell. Our doorbell is broken currently. And so I don't know, but they left a quote, and apparently the weeds that we've got the most of are called foxtail. And apparently they can't get rid of them, but they can, in the winter, they can spray like something that keeps them from growing. But now that they're already up, they can't really do much to get rid of them this year. But they'll do fertilizing and all that. And I was thinking, well, I don't know. I mean, who knows? What do we need to pay for? But I want a really nice yard. So I'm still thinking, you know, I'm doing the mowing, I'm doing the trimming. Maybe we can pay to have the fertilizing and stuff like that done. So I don't know. We'll see. Sam emailed and said, happy very belated anniversary. Thank you, Sam. Good you had a good time, or glad you had a good time in spite of the not traveling. And she thought the homemade recycled card thing was adorable. And she said, because I live in the hinterlands, when I hear the word lawnmower, I think of a small tractor. And now I'm kind of intrigued by your electric mower. You should look it up. It's called the Ego, E-G-O mower. And she says, speaking of engines, motorcycles are dangerous. Many hospital workers call them donor cycles. Anyway. Well, thanks for the email, Sam. I appreciate it. And she went on to say she had ridden motorcycles before, but she would hate the thought of her children owning or riding one regularly. All right. Well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.